Minor League Baseball has canceled their season, so the Peoria Chiefs won't be hitting the field until 2021.
We'll cram 2 years of fun into one in 21, make it a big party and have a lot of fun. We look forward to having fans back here.
That's Jason Mott, General Manager of the Peoria Chiefs. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, July 2nd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Minor League Baseball announced Tuesday that their season is canceled for 2020. Peoria Chiefs General Manager Jason Mott says it's sad, but he's grateful to the fans, season ticket holders, suite holders, and sponsors for sticking with the team. Mott also says nothing can replace kids making memories with their parents at the ballpark.
Having, you know, two boys, you know, telling them yesterday was tough. You know, they, sorry, I shouldn't let this bother me, but, you know, they asked about homework. You know, what's Homer going to do?
Mott remains positive and is looking ahead to 2021.
We'll cram 2 years of fun into one in 21, make it a big party and have a lot of fun. We look forward to having fans back here.
Mott says he's grateful for the patience of the fans and sponsors and asks that they remain patient as they begin prepping for 2021. They're in it for the long haul, and the Chiefs are excited to remain part of the Peoria community. Mott says that their contract with the St. Louis Cardinals is due to end soon.
We've got a great relationship. They love being here. We love having them. I expect us to be together for a long time.
Due to COVID-19, the team was forced to lay off and furlough several employees and currently has a staff of three. Mott says there are a lot of staffing decisions to be made in the coming months. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom today. Prairie Farms is laying off 62 employees as it converts its Peoria milk production facility into a distribution center. Some drivers and administrative staff will remain on board. Illinois home care workers say they deserve hazard pay from the state for continuing to work during the COVID-19 pandemic. Union employees say they've had to provide their own personal protective equipment. The governor's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Health officials confirmed 18 new COVID-19 cases in the Tri-Counties, bringing the region's total to 666. Over 79% are considered recovered. Find more on these stories and other news at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. For many years, there have been a number of fruitless efforts to remove the invasive Asian carp from the Illinois River, but a renewed sense of excitement exists with a new initiative set to open this summer along the riverbank in East Peoria. Tori Dahlhoff has more.
If you have trouble deciding what to order at the carryout window at Carter's Fish Market in Springfield, Clint Carter recommends you try the silverfin.
People like the word silverfin better, but we want to know it's Asian carp.
With the silverfin moniker and boneless deep-fried fillets, Carter is one of many business owners in central Illinois who has worked for years to get more people eating Asian carp, despite its bad reputation.
You have to build the market. Like, you know, you have to put some quality out there.
They're invasive fish brought into the U.S. Back in the 1970s.
That's Kevin Irons, Assistant Chief of the Fisheries Division at Illinois Department of Natural Resources.
And it was brought over to make catfish ponds down south cleaner, so we have cleaner, healthier catfish. It was thought as a win-win because it also was a desirable product, a good eating flesh known worldwide.
Despite its apparent tastiness, the market potential of those transplanted Asian carp species as a food product has never really materialized, and the result has been an explosion of the Asian carp population that now accounts for around 70% of the total biomass in the Illinois River. So what stopped the industry from taking off? One big factor is that fishing on the Illinois River just isn't what it used to be.
120 years ago was very vibrant. We don't have that backbone, the infrastructure, logistics, and sheer number of fishermen. We have to start from the very beginning.
So where to begin? Well, in recent years, conservationists, planning organizations, and entrepreneurs have all rallied around a 2018 action plan commissioned by the Illinois DNR that provides a clear roadmap for turning this ecological nightmare into a scalable economic development opportunity. One of the key suggestions was the need to make Asian carp profitable for commercial fishermen.
a lot of the recommendations involved having a fishing co-op. So we put together what we believe to be the first fishing co-op in the region, especially for Asian carp.
That's Sean Park with the Illinois Cooperative Development Center at Western Illinois University. He has led the work to pull together 11 independent fishing crews that plan to join forces to catch and process large quantities of Asian carp and then share in the resulting profits. Clint Carter is the president of this newly formed enterprise, the Midwest Fishermen's Cooperative.
I think it's got a lot of potential, and the end goal is to get these fish out of the water and create some jobs.
The potential success of the cooperative lies with the development of key infrastructure such as freezing, transportation, and processing. Roy Source of Source Enterprises in East Peoria has been involved in the cooperative and is currently expanding the capabilities of his Riverside facility to provide those services to Asian carp fishermen.
Just in the Peoria pool, we could harvest 20 million pounds a year and still not make a dent in the population. Our goal is to try to harvest at least 15 million pounds a year in just this one facility.
Source also noted that the added capacity at his facility could over time add up to 20 direct jobs and up to an additional 80 indirect jobs. With this job creation and new business opportunity on the horizon, efforts are being made to connect this emerging industry with Peoria's minority communities. Here's Denise Moore, Executive Director of Peoria's Minority Business Development Center.
And I think this is going to be an opportunity for folks who live on the South Side, even folks who live in the North Valley, to become part of a supply chain that they can explore and develop.
Moore also stressed the need for continued intentional outreach to minorities through community media outlets to ensure equitable access to this emerging Asian carp industry as it finds its footing in the region. This is Tori Dalhoff for Peoria Public Radio.
To learn more about Asian carp mitigation, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.